Breaking news. That's how they start an important story on TV. This just in. That lets you know that these are the raw events coming in over the web or over the airwaves. Here is the news. Here is the story that you got to hear, that you got to know. But on Easter, most of you know the story, right? We run through it every year. We began the story on Maundy Thursday over a Last Supper. We told it in detail on Friday night. Abandonment, betrayal, arrest, hasty court case, hostile crowd, scourging, whip-tasting flesh, crucifixion, nails tearing through bone and sinew, death, a tomb. You know the story. With Easter, you may know the story too well. Has it become overly familiar to us? Has it lost its wonder? It's scandal, it's jaw-dropping incredibleness, is that a word? We know the story. The women, early on the first day, the stone rolled away, the messengers of resurrection. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here, he is risen. The announcement is the turning point of history, but we know it too well. It's lost its power. So our gathering this morning can't just be about retelling the story again. We need to gather to share the story, but then we have to ask, so what? So what? Easter? So what that Jesus rose from the dead? So what? We each have to ask ourselves that question, or we will leave unchanged. Now, I can only answer for myself, so I ask you to bear with me while I try to figure it out. Resurrection. So what? Resurrection, I think, is God's no to death. Resurrection, I think, is God's yes to love and to life. Resurrection, if we can believe the stories in Scripture, resurrection means that Jesus was not just one more nice guy chewed up and spit out by the principalities and power of greed and ego and violence and hatred. Resurrection might mean that the powers that be do not have the last word. Maybe resurrection is a down payment on a new reality that is slowly breaking into our world. A kingdom, Jesus called it, where the poor are called blessed, not lazy. The peacemakers are called blessed, not losers. The resurrection is a promise that, in Martin Luther King's words, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Resurrection shouts no to all that deals in fear and violence, death, injustice, vengeance, inequity, prejudice, and hatred. Resurrection is a beckoning to join Jesus in a revolution of values, a radically reinvented way of living where bridge building, not wall building, is central, where love and forgiveness and grace and mercy win out over the twisted values of the world. The cross may be a reminder of how far the powers that be will go to protect their power. But resurrection is a reminder of how far God will go for the sake of love. Resurrection has a call on us. Resurrection says that there is still work to do in living out this kingdom. Resurrection says that God is not finished with creation. Resurrection says that God is not finished with this crazy kingdom work. Resurrection says that God is not finished with me or with you. Resurrection says that how we live matters. How we love has cosmic repercussions. Resurrection means we can risk ourselves in something bigger than ourselves. Do you know of places of fear and pain? Resurrection calls us to enter them with love and healing. Are there places where human dignity is broken? Resurrection calls us to bring healing and wholeness. Resurrection means bringing life and love to whatever corner you occupy. You won't change the world by yourself, but you can change where you are. Are you raising a kid? Resurrection means you teach them to treat every human being as a beloved child of God, and you treat them as a beloved child of God. Are you a neighbor? Resurrection means you risk reaching out and offering yourself. Are you a citizen? Resurrection says that Jesus is Lord, not Caesar is Lord. And every time we act upon Jesus' lordship, every time we follow his teachings rather than Caesar's teachings, we are demonstrating the victory of resurrection. Resurrection says that every time we claim Christ's freedom over our fear, every time we tear down the walls of race, class, sex, sexual orientation and identity, every time we love our enemies, every time we stand with the poor, every time we forgive someone who's wronged us, every time we resist the siren call to violence, every time we act for peace, we're demonstrating the victory of the resurrected Christ in the world. Resurrection means that death does not have the last word. And the dealers of death have been defeated. They just don't know it yet. Resurrection means that we can live. Not safely, not timidly, but really risk living fully, authentically, generously. Resurrection means that love and life are on the loose. So live. Really live because Jesus lives. Easter is the day that makes all the rest of my life make sense. Easter is the day that grounds me in love and courage. Easter is the day that gives me a moral compass that offers companionship to my deepest heart. Easter is a day that keeps me trying day after day to be what the world needs, not what the world expects. Easter is the day that makes it clear to me who God is and how God loves, that God breaks open again and again and again to offer love and hope to the world for me and in me and through me, and for you and through you and in you. Breaking news. Sorry, news voice. Breaking news! You know the story. Breaking news! Christ is risen. The question is, so what? Resurrection declares with the angels, do not look for the living among the dead. Resurrection shouts, be the living among the dead. Christ is risen. Christ is alive. And so are you. So live. Amen.